second, sir?
Yes.
Michael Fulton?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who has that one? I don't think I do. Fulton. Last name. F-U-L-T-O-N.
That's
right. Okay, the Honorable Mr. David Neal is going to serve as the lead, so just hold on, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir, can you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Yes, sir. It's Michael Amon Fulton, ADC number 269-784.
Thank you. We're thankful for the annual report of Executive Clemson this afternoon in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that have conducted a hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman, and my name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the pro office today.
Okay.
Prior to the hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Can that form be notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense? Can you hire an attorney, sir, or do you represent yourself today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this time I'll swear to you, Mr. Westby. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you out, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases then. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then phase two, if they've been violated, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After the form, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. As an obvious number one, violation of order of conditional supervision number 7 as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about March 13, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated March 16, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, true.
And obligation number two is violation of order of conditional supervision number 3 as demonstrated by an act of changing the place of residence of Maricopa County on or about March 16, 2018, got the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were a number of us who were astounded from supervision.
That is true.
Officer. Did you say that was true?
That is true, yes.
I think so. Okay, based on the admission of Mr. Fulton, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms of leave and supervision, and that he may have lapses or bad lapses in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, and reading by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Fulton, we're going to be going into phase two in a moment or two, but before we do that, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information. So let's stay on the phone there, and I'll be right back with you.
All right.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On March 5th, 2018, Mr. Fulton was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 15, 2018 by Mesa PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 15, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 30, 2018, which reflects 121 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2012, robbery, 2 years, 3 months. 2012, theft, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, transition release, arrested on tech violation, administratively revoked. 2013, TIS release, completion, 3 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal with alcohol noted. Other arrest, 2006, interfering with Educational Institute, Arizona, juvenile probation. And all other arrests since then resulted in charges that were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G2B4.
Thank you, sir. And okay, Mr. Fulton, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So you were, when you were released on 5th, 2018, you released an approved placement of fence oasis, which is at 10th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Then on the 16th of March, you failed to come back to that property. You didn't have permission to stay in your house or to stay out overnight. It was a clear violation of Phoenix Oasis house rules and regulations. And because of that, they terminated you from Oasis. And you were scouted prior to providing another verifiable residence. So where did you go, sir?
I went to my parents.
And so you couldn't get along with the following rules. That's all. So you just left there when you didn't return back and went to your parents, right?
Well, what it was there is as soon as I got a dirty leg, my parole officer wanted me to take classes, which were in Glendale. I only had means of a bike, you know what I mean? And so it just was hard for me to get there, and so I knew that as soon as I missed that, you know what I mean, she was going to violate me. So I just went to my parents, and yeah, I kind of hung out there for a while, and I didn't tell anybody, which I should have, but yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. So you ever think about the fact that if you talk to your PO, you might be able to work it out without being brought back to prison?
Yeah, you know, I did think about that.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to comment, so here we are. So are you working while you're out, sir?
I was working at, I was filling the Arizona Republic.
Okay. Okay, so you were further tasked for land dealings, and it says you were responsible for two samples prior to your scouting. 9th of March 2018 was called, no sample was collected. Then on March 13th, 2018, there was a sample collected, and it was positive for meth. On March 14th, you were referred to CHCCAP classes and assessed 30 chefs. You didn't attend any classes, so that's about the time you were scouting. So, you weren't out very long and you relapsed on drugs, sir. Did you have a drug problem inside?
No, I did not.
So why did you relapse when you got outside?
Just ran into a wrong friend.
Yeah, but you know, it's that old saying they used to put out for drug, just say no.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, you were staffed a couple of by senior CCO Osborne and CCO Murray for missing your UA and for testing positive. And so you admitted to buying and smoking an ounce of meth. And you couldn't account for how many times you actually used it since you got out. So, according to this, you used to have a problem with heroin?
Yeah, I used to.
Okay. And when you decided to relapse, you decided to use meth instead and not heroin?
Yeah, it would have been a way different story.
Okay. Well, actually, it's not commendable that you knew the drugs, but...
Yeah, I know that.
But what I'm saying is, if you decided to use drugs, that's not good, but you decided to use math, which is not good either, but it's a little less addictive than heroin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just know myself, and I just know what path really led me. I mean, not that math is any better. I'm not that's making excuses for that, but yeah.
It also says that you were using one last time before you started your job that drug testing.
Yeah, I might have said that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if you go to
work for a company that tests up front, they probably do randoms too. So they increase your, change your color to elevate the amount of testing, but then you're scanning before you have any other tests. So during 121 days that you have scanned, what were you doing mostly, sir?
I was staying at my parents and I was working every night at the Arizona Republic.
Okay. And were you, did you still use drugs during that time?
No, I had stopped.
So you're clean now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I thought we have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be under discussion, make a determination in a few moments. But before we do, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to give us a final statement, any other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself. So now's the time.
Yeah, I don't really have a final statement.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The board will be going into a discussion. We'll be on amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be, so we ask you to remain silent on the phone, but stay on the phone, and we'll get back to you in a couple minutes after we make a decision, okay?
Okay.
What is now discussion? Well, Mr. Fulton does seem to know his... himself when it comes to drugs and positive thing is that, you know, instead of taking the worst of the worst, he took the second next to the worst on the drug, but he knows himself and how bad his addiction could be, which is very commendable. But he scammed for 121 days and primarily because he used drugs. Well, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for returning to the community at this time, but he was only about 2.5 months left. So I think his time would be best served to stay incarcerated. I'm going to just discuss him for me, not for the board room.
Second.
Okay. Okay, so based on all the information in room 2018W0901, the testimony of Mr. Fulton and the information from the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Fulton as he was going to violate the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal range for company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and the board of Dr. Wright. So the board has voted to revoke community supervision at this time. Don't take that as a total negative. You wish you left and hope that you can make good decisions about your drug issues. When you're released, you are scheduled to be released on about October 30th of this year, which is really not that far away, so we would suggest, that if you can, you know, through AA or NA there, under the yard to attend some of those sessions, because those 12-step classes can be really, really helpful to help keep your mind in the right direction so you don't relapse later on. And we really hope that when you get out, you can stay clean and not end up back in prison again. All right, you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, thank you for attending. This will be your hearing. Would you put the seal through back and forth, please?
All right.